Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, Elijah was praying at that time. Now, when he saw the star, it's a small conviction in prayer. When he saw it, it was enough for him to know that God is guiding me to make a move. And so he girded himself, and the Bible says that he ran under the anointing even to overtake Ahab, who was using the best of horses. So there comes, or there will come times in your life where you are praying and you are not seeing any major thing. God is not speaking in any major way, because he's going to guide you with a little conviction in your heart as you pray and as you wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the star, thirdly, metaphorically, is talking about small practical steps that you should take in the years ahead of you. There are small, insignificant, practical steps that you should take in your future. And you must learn to teach your children also to take the small, insignificant, despised practical steps, because that is what God needs to take you to a place of his kingdom, where his rule and where what he has ordained for you is going to come to pass in your life. So in this year and following, I want you to look into your life. There are some practical steps that God is going to guide you. And believe me, the guidance is not going to be in big things, but in so small things. But if you follow his star, you are going to get to your destination. In spite of the darkness of the economy, in spite of the darkness and the uncertainty that may confront you, in spite of the confusion that may come your way, if you are going to follow his star, he is going to take you to the place where what he has ordained for you is going to come to pass in your life. So let us learn to take the small, insignificant, practical steps in our lives, so that our faith is going to move away from hard faith into working faith. There are types of faith. There are kinds of faith. Now, God wants us not just to operate heart faith. That is where you have the conviction in your heart. But he also wants us to operate verbal faith, where you are speaking God's word out of your mouth. He wants us also to operate mental faith, where you study the word of God and you bring your mind to synchronize with the faith in your heart, so that you become stronger in faith. But he also, lastly or fourthly, wants us to operate working faith. And we must learn to put all of these things together, because the Bible says that when they are together, then there comes life into our faith. Otherwise, our faith is there, but it is dead. It's just like a corpse. What gives life to your faith? The spirit of your faith is the action that you take. It is a practical step that you take. So instead of just confessing that I am healed and all that, take practical steps of healing. I try to incorporate everything, all of my faith together. When I am drinking water, I confess that I'm healed, that this water is cleansing me, that I am sanctified. Everything is leaving me. Practically, anything that I do practically, I just add my faith to it. I don't just do it like an unbeliever who is just there and maybe urinating. Hallelujah. Well, I'm talking about practical steps, so let me talk about urinating. But we need to learn to practicalize things. As you eat your healthy diet, you add your faith unto it. Don't just eat it like an unbeliever, dum, 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 and get up. Add your faith unto it, and you realize that your health is going to speed up. Your health, you're going to be fit, you're going to look good, because you are exercising faith, the totality of faith, in practical ways. So God will always lead you to do small things. And please note it. Don't look for the big things, because he's not leading you into that. He is rather going to guide you to do small things, insignificant things, like the little consistent prayer that you have to do in a dark global problem. He is going to lead you to offer prayers. There could be darkness over the sub-region. There could be darkness in Africa. There could be confusion all throughout the year. But if you are going to follow his staff, he is going to guide you to do some very little things, like praying consistently in a dark global problem. Now we must learn to do small things well. Turn to the person sitting by you, say, do small things well. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you learn to do small things well, God is going to manifest his kingdom and what he has ordered for you in your life. It's going to come to your life because you do the little things well. You follow his star. Oftentimes we don't have a problem doing big things. We don't have a problem, being our best in a big meeting. We don't have a problem, coming out dressing so well when we are going to a big function. We have a problem doing small things well. Now we must learn in our lives to do small things well. Small practical things well. It may look insignificant. Nobody may be looking at it. It may be just a little star in a dark night. But learn to do it well, and God's kingdom is going to come into your life. We must learn to do insignificant things well, like little exercise in a big health problem. The exercise may be little, maybe cutting down on your sleep to do a little exercise and to do your prayers is all that you need for you to, if only you are going to follow that star and do it consistently, you'll be amazed at that mighty mountain, that mighty health problem that has been troubling your family, it troubled your great grandmother and your grandfather. If you are going to follow his star and do the little things consistently and well, as the wise men follow the star consistently, you are going to end in your destination seeing the king and having the kingdom of God manifest in your life. We must learn to do little things, like little savings and little investment. If you have a major financial problem, oftentimes God is not going to bring a big thing your way. He is going to require you to follow the small routines. He is going to require you to be consistent and follow the star. The money that you put aside may be insignificant. You may look at your dark night and you may say that, well, this thing is so small. What difference will it make? As you look into the sky and you see a star and you wonder what difference the star is making. It's like even the darkness is overshadowing the star. But as you follow these little things, consistent investment, it may be little. Oh, God is going to lead you to conquer the dark financial problem. It may be a global thing, but a little thing, putting aside little things at a time, is going to equip you to ride on top of money in life. Because if you can control the little money, and you let the little money lead you and guide you and speak to you, spend me, chop me, you are going to have problems overcoming financial darkness in this life. We must learn to do little things like reading. You must read. And sometimes I wonder, God is going to lead you to read a little at a time. You take a book all throughout the year. I'm talking about small practical things that his time metaphorically means it unto our life. If you can only read one page a day, you can only read 15 minutes a day, whatever book that you do not know anything about, God is going to enrich your life. And you realize that through this time, he is going to lead you to your place of destination. So don't be afraid when you have ignorance, darkness in a certain area of life. That little revelation, that little thing into the written word, that little thing into a book that you are reading in your area of expertise or in your area of learning. If you are going to read Christian literature and you are going to read a little at a time and it may look like a star, you will realize that sooner than later, you are landing in front of the King of Kings and you are going to enter into your place of destination. So in this year onwards, ladies and gentlemen, follow his star, follow his leadership. Even if it seems insignificant, and it will always be insignificant, but learn to follow it. All that he requires is that he wants the little 5 loaves and 2 fishes so that he can use it to feed many. All that he requires is that he is looking for that little thing, not 5 smooth stones and a sling, and he's going to bring the darkness of Goliath, the darkness of your finances, the darkness of your life not progressing. Learn to follow his star. It may look insignificant, but follow the star consistently. Don't just look around you, look up and look at the star and let it guide you in your practical life in taking steps towards the place that God has got for you. You need to follow his star because he takes the weak things and the small things to topple the big problems of life. You need to follow his star because his kingdom comes secretly. If you know how the kingdom of God comes, you will never seek increasing visibility, because the kingdom of God comes in a subliminal manner, in a manner that looks like something insignificant. But God says that it is festering inside, and I am preparing you for greatness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So do small things, ladies and gentlemen. You may not have a microphone to teach and to preach like I'm doing. Don't wait for a big crowd before you minister big and you minister good. People may not understand, what is this guy doing? I mean, we are just 2 people here. We are just 1 person here. Why is he speaking on top of his voice? It is because we must learn to do the small things well. Hallelujah. So do small things. Don't wait till you have a microphone and you have a church before you can do things for God. God will not even lead you to start a church. He's going to lead you to speak to that person. 1 person. 1 person. Don't wait for the crowd. Because if we keep waiting for the crowd, we are going to have the harvest become hard. Jesus was worried that the harvest was ripe, the thing was dry, it has become hard, and a harvest that has become hard and overstayed and dry is difficult to harvest. So he says, I pray that there will be more people to harvest it at the right time. Otherwise, it's going to get rotten. The thing is going to dry. And he had an imagery of maize field or maybe a grain field. It's going to be too dry. And these birds who are waiting for these dry things will be assailing you and fighting you on the harvest field. If only we are going to learn to do the small things well. Small things like speaking to a little child. You may not be able to speak to big people. They may not give you the opportunity. You may not be able to speak with your boss. You may not be able to speak with the people that you work with. But you can speak to a little child. As for him, when you call him, he will come. And you can speak to him about Jesus. You can start something like a child evangelism in your neighborhood, wherever you are. And you can bring these people up in the fear of the Lord. And the best time to sow the seed of the word of the Lord is when the ground is soft, is when they are children. Because when they are children, their ground is soft, and that is the time of the planting of the seed of the mysteries of the kingdom. You can plant it in your little children. You can plant it in the children of the neighborhood. You can do that. that. As for them, when you call them very early, I mean, maybe in the evening, around 6:30, around 6 o'clock, around 5 o'clock, when you call them, they will come around. And they will be pushing their parents, I want to bath quickly, because today I am going to hear the word of God. I'm going to listen to a Bible story. And you can do something. You can do something. It's going to be small, but do something. Encourage one person. Encourage one person. In this church, encourage one person. Do the small things that God is leading you. I want you to learn to just smile at somebody. Be nice to one person. Don't just look at the darkness of your problem and be cluttered in the darkness of your problem. Still make progress in spite of the fact that you have challenges financially. Still make progress in spite of the fact that you have challenges in your health. Don't look at the darkness. Stop looking at it and look at that small light, that small leading that God is guiding you to be friendly to somebody, to give little gifts. Don't even try giving big gifts. And I'm going to teach you finances as we move on in this series. And I'm going to teach you that you need to give little gifts, not the big gifts, but little gifts. Hallelujah. Let me just end this point with a quote that I realized, or I read some time ago, from Napoleon Hill. He said, if you can't do great things, do small things in a great way. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. It is people who do small things in a great way who are like God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Oh man, they are like God, and they are the people who are going to sit on kingly thrones. Doing small things may look insignificant, but do it with all your heart. Do it in a great way. Do it as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. You are not serving the head pastor. You are not serving anybody. You are serving God. And the Bible says that follow His star. Do the small things well. If you are a singer, do it so well. Do it so well. Don't look at the darkness. Look at the star. And just encourage yourself. Be strong and do it with your hand. Fast about it. Pray about it. See God's face about it. Wake up in the night and pray about it. And do things well. And you realize that God is going to reward you in a big way. Reverend Martin Luther King also said something. I'm going to quote it to you. He said, I quote, if you are a street sweeper, determine that you are going to be the best street sweeper who ever lived. Sweep streets like Michelangelo painted. If you can become the best street sweeper who ever lived, the world will beat a path to your door to see the best street sweeper who ever lived. Unquote. That's Reverend Martin Luther King. He was encouraging the black people of his day that look, you are going to get to your destination, but start doing the small things well. You may be a servant in somebody's house, but do it well. Do it as unto the Lord. And you realize that your dream is going to come true. God is going to lead you to the place where you see His kingdom fulfilled in your life. Finally, fourthly, His star metaphorically refers to your human spirit. Proverbs chapter 20 and then verse 27. It refers to your human spirit. Those of us who just came in, we are talking about how we can prepare ourselves for what God has prepared for us, ordained for us. He has rooted for us for what those things to come into our lives. And we are looking at the second part of following His star, being led by God, being obedient to God, and being guided by God. The star metaphorically refers to your human spirit. Proverbs 20:27 says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It is the candle of the Lord. I hope you know what a candle is. A candle in the midst of darkness is a very small light. Sometimes it's even annoying. It cannot overshadow the light, and so it creates the darkness. So it creates shadows. But he says that the spirit of man is the star of the Lord. It is the star in your life. It is a candle of the Lord because it is born again after Him. It only needs to grow. It only needs to grow because there is nothing static in God. There is nothing like, well, I've arrived in God. He's a dimensionalist and they are depths. They are there. Eternity cannot even fully unravel the depths of God because they are depths. They are stories, the Bible says in Amos, in the heavens. So I want you to understand that God is going to guide you by your human spirit. We call it the real you. We call it the inner man. Okay? It has to grow. The voice of this inner man is the conscience. You need to learn to follow your conscience. Never go against your conscience. No matter how reasonable your action is, no matter how wonderful it is, follow that conscience. Follow that star. Hallelujah. The conscience speaks by impressions. You feel a certain impression that no, this thing is not right. This thing, I should not move at this time. Learn to follow His star. Learn to follow these impressions. Now, let me give you some few points as to how to grow your human spirit. Because your human spirit is going to speak through the conscience by impressions unto you. But many times when the human spirit is weak, then it is not able to perform its function properly or perform its function well. Number one, the first way to grow your human spirit, in order for it to speak unto you, to be guided by you properly, is for you to feed it on the word, feed it on the Bible. The food of the body is what you ate before you came, is what you eat three times a day. The food of your spirit is the Bible. Is the word of God. You have to feed your spirit. If you do not eat three times, or maybe you do not eat in a day, you realize that you will not die, but you start to get weak. And when you can run to some place, you realize that because you lack energy from maybe the carbohydrates or the fat and whatever thing, you are not able to do so well because you lack energy. But God wants us to have our spirit become energetic so that your spirit will become active. And it happens by feeding it on the word of God. Never forget to feed your spirit on the word of God. As you are eating, remember that you are starving the human spirit. You are starving the human spirit. The first person you must feed is the inner man. Feed him. Let him become great. Let him stand up so strong and not be like a sack that is empty. Oh, that cannot stand and that cannot speak. Let your human spirit guide you and speak to you by feeding it on the word of God. Feed it on the word of God. Secondly, obey it. When you obey somebody, the person feels like continuing to guide you. If I give you counsel, and some of you have given you counsel, you never take it. I do not naturally feel like continuing to guide you. Because I tell you something, and although it may be a star, it may be small and insignificant, it is rubbish for maybe some big thing. But a big thing doesn't help you. Because God is in the small thing. He just need a little two fishes to overcome that problem. But his prescription, many times we don't like. If anybody gives you counsel, and then you agree to the counsel, and you do not do it, the person does not naturally feel like, naturally, let me go and bless him with this thing. Because he doesn't respect what you say. So what happens is that you recoil until maybe God moves you. You want to wait for God to move you in order to speak to the person again. So sometimes the human spirit behaves in a similar way. Because you don't obey it, it keeps quiet. And you do things and it's as if your conscience, you know from the Bible that it is wrong, but your conscience doesn't affirm anything to you. The way you are speaking, the way you are conducting yourself, the way your lifestyle is, you know clearly it is wrong. You know clearly it is spoiling things, but you never change. And your conscience is tired, doesn't speak again. So the conscience has become insensitive. It has been seared with a hot iron. The Bible says in the book of Timothy, your conscience can become insensitive and does not speak to you again. And you are a believer, but you can even insult people and nothing really pricks you. You can just be lackadaisical with the things of God and nothing speaks to you. Because your conscience has become dead now. You have killed it well. Not feeding it on the word of God. You have discouraged it because when he tells you things, you don't do it. How do you grow your human spirit? For him to perform his function, by obeying it. Number three, how do you grow your human spirit? Because that is a star in your life. It is a candle of the Lord. He will use it to guide you in your darkness and in your confusion. Number three, exercise it. Hebrews 5:14. Exercise it. There are times you need to, those who came early, I taught you how to still yourself. There are times you need to still yourself before the Lord and wait for the still small voice to speak again. You put yourself in a hearing mode, in a guidance mode, by exercising it. There are things in life, just intentionally listen to your inner voice. Intentionally listen to the inner man to know what direction you should take. You may have seen the signs, you may have seen the spectacular, but listen deep inside. Because as you exercise it, it is going to get more active. It's going to get more active. As you are walking to the market, as you are doing your work, learn to listen over here. As you are managing whatever thing, your home, managing your workplace, whatever thing, learn to listen over here. You realize that nothing can put you down. No devil, no circumstance. I don't care about policies. We rule over these things. You are a ruler. You are not somebody who can be tied around just like that. But you must learn to develop your human spirit. Finally, number four, the fourth way of growing your human spirit is to speak in tongues, to charge it. Speak in tongues, to charge it in order for it to perform. Bible says in the book of Jude, as you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. It's not edifying your physical body, although it has implications on your physical body. The Spirit of God just quickening your mortal body. But the edify yourself means that you charge your inner man. It's like a battery. That is the imagery. You charge the inner man. If your battery is low, somebody tries to call you. You see that the signals doesn't come. The voice doesn't come clear. I mean, you are not sensitive. You are not guided because the battery is low. But as you speak in tongues, Paul says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. You must speak in tongues. You must convert to speak in tongues. Learn to speak in tongues more. Practically, I realize that the more I speak in tongues, when I begin to speak in tongues, I am in for trouble. Because I cannot cope with what God will speak to me about. He will speak to you. I cannot pray without a book and a pen. I cannot. Because when you speak to him, he will speak back to you. You may not understand, but write it down. And follow that star until the day dawn and the full revelation appears in your heart.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.